Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Wilson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Tettelbach. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weisler. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Weisler. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach hits a fly ball into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandos scores. Gardner moves to third. Deering moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieselr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieselr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wieselr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieselr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettelbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Smith reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weisler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Bob Chuck Alice now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Chuck Deering. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Alice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Dave Philly now playing left field. Bob Chuck Alice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Alice hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Tettelbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hal Smith. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Gus Triando's now catching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olsen hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triando's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triando's is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Triando's takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chuck Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuck Ellis bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's Orioles, 4, Senators, 4. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettelbach hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. George Zivarink now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 3 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bob Chuckalis. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Orovets moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost is walked intentionally. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0 for 4 in the game. Tettelbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Horvitz moves to third. Yost moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.